You're listening to Rhema for Today.
How many of you remember the simplicity of used to when a man gave his word? If it cost him, he still kept his word. Anybody remember that? My father still believes that. He still teaches that. He says, if it costs me money out of my own pocket, if I give my word, I will stand behind my word. And I said to him one day, I said, well, why are you so staunch on this? He said, well, in the first place, it shows your character. Naturally, humanly, it shows that who you are and what you are. But he said, there's something further. He said, I am a child of God. And I have a heavenly Father that teaches that if His Word says it, He watches over that Word to perform it.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth Hagin continues his teaching, Healing in the Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth Hagin for today's message.
Whatever has been revealed as His will, we have a right to ask Him for it and go right on. As a natural member of a human family, and your father tells you that it is His will and that it is His pleasure for you to take the reins of the business and to continue on. Now, do every time that you need to make a business decision, do you have to go over to his office because he's the chairman of the board and you're the executive officer that makes everything run? Do you have to go over there every time, knock on his door and go and say, hey, listen, is it your will that we make a profit on this particular thing? Is it your will that we do this? Is it your will that we do the other? When he has already explicitly told you, it is my will and pleasure that you take this company and you run it, you make the executive decisions. Is that not right? It would be, it's the same thing. Why, after God has already told his children, what is ours, what belongs to us, why do we go back and say, oh, if it be your will you do it? When he's already told you, hey, this is my will, now you go out there and do it. It's simple. It's a simple fact. Now, it is always God's will to fulfill His word. Did you realize that? It's always God's will to fulfill His word. Then if His word says we are healed by the stripes of Jesus, then it's His will to heal. Hello? Is that correct or is that not correct? Huh? If God says it in this word, He says whatever He says here, then it's His will to do it. Is that correct? Well, then why are we stumbling around over this question? Why has this question cost the church? Simply because there are some people that cannot understand it with their natural mind. Their theologically trained, educated mind. They cannot understand it. They can't figure it out. So therefore, in order to figure it out, to understand it, they have to come up with some of these answers. Yes, it's God's will maybe to heal some people if He wants to. Others, it's not His will to heal. And it's just whatever God wants. God is a sovereign being. And whatever God wants to do, God can do. Yes and no, depending on the situation. I'm serious about that. If you'll study God's word, you will find out that there are certain powers and certain authorities that He has turned over to His church through the covenant established by God with the church. And therefore, we have the authority and the power to do certain things because God relinquished it to us. I will show you this. When Jesus arose from the dead and He ascended, He said, all power and all authority has been given unto me by my Father. Is that not correct? And if you will turn around and study that closely, you will find out that the power and authority of God on this earth has been transferred to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is those that have been born again by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we have the power and authority to ask of the Heavenly Father what He said that He would perform. And we have the power and authority to believe that it will happen. You see, we get ourselves so wrapped up sometimes with the trying to make it seem more complicated than it is, and we miss the simple truth of the Word of God. You see, we as humans have made everything complicated. Did you ever notice that anymore you can't just have a simple business deal and shake hands with somebody like they used to? How many of you in here are old enough to remember your grandpa telling you, son? I'm old enough to remember my grandpa used to tell me. He said, son, he was 70 years of age when he went on to be with the Lord, and I was in the sixth grade. And I remember grandpa used to tell me all the time. He said, son, you're only as good as your word. A man ought never to need a legal document, even though he said, seems like nowadays that's what you have to do because people are not people of their word. But he said, a man, a real man, when he shakes hands with somebody and gives him his word, then if he doesn't make that word come to pass, he is nothing, and he has no character and no backbone and so forth and so on. How many of you remember the simplicity of used to when a man gave his word? If it cost him, he still kept his word. Anybody remember that? My father still believes that. He still teaches that. He says, if it costs me money out of my own pocket, if I give my word, I will stand behind my word. And I said to him one day, I said, well, why are you so staunch on this? He said, well, in the first place, it shows your character. Naturally, humanly, it shows that who you are and what you are. But he said, there's something further. He said, I am a child of God. And I have a Heavenly Father that teaches that if His Word says it, He watches over that Word to perform it. And I am a child of God, and therefore if I give my Word on something, I should be and have the attributes of my Heavenly Father. I should watch over my Word to perform it at all cost. And if you'll study God's Word, you will find out that He will watch over His Word and perform it at all cost. That's why you're where you are today, because He has watched over this word for though these many thousand years and has never failed to perform when they, people, human beings, His creation, has read this word and called upon Him to perform it. Is that right? Why is it that we never question whether it's God's will or not? We say, we pray, is it God's will to heal? But we never have a question when we call the doctor. That never enters our mind. It never enters our mind when medical things come into play. Our natural means come into play. It's only when the great physician is consulted do we get into this high-toned, if it be thy will, type situation. I asked you a question. If it's not God's will for you to be healed, why are you calling the doctor? I mean, you see, if we would just use a little common sense, if we would just think for a moment and think correctly, if it's not God's will to heal, if it's not God's will for us to be healed, then we better not call the doctor. We better not do anything about getting healed because we'll get out of the will of God. And we know what the Word of God has to say about those that are disobeying and walking out of the will of God. Now you see, the thing about it is that we have not allowed, we've swallowed everything that everybody said and haven't stopped long enough to use our own brains and use our own minds to think on some things. If it is not God's will to heal, then you are in gross disobedience to God to take any medicine or anything else to try to get yourself healed. I bring to you another point. The fact is, God so loved people, even those that were not accepting Him and had not accepted Him as their personal Savior, but He made man, and He so loves man that even when man rejected Him, He gave man the power and the knowledge to help and to heal from a natural standpoint. That's where it comes from. Does not it say every good and perfect gift cometh down from above? And I'm going to tell you what. I thank God every day for those great scientists that have worked hours and hours, and God has given them the ability to help mankind in the area of sickness and disease. But I thank God that there is also the area of divine healing, as well as there's the area of natural medical healing. God's best is divine healing. But God has also made a way for those that will refuse to believe Him. Now there's some areas that you run into that they can't help. Now you realize that science and medicine can help in some areas. They can heal and some effects, some healings and a cure. But they run into some incurable situations. I thank God that He's there always ready and able and willing to help those that will turn to Him. When the impossibility faces somebody, they can turn to Him. And Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to him that believe. It is God's will to heal, and it always has been.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, How to Live Worry-Free. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, The Lord Our Peace. Also a single CD by Denise Hagin Burns called Deep Roots in God. The last item is Craig Hagin's CD, Just Believe. All these items at the special discounted price of $25. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's R-H-E-M-A.org. rhema.org. Or if you prefer, you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministry. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting.
Wow.
July 20 through 25.
Here, right here on the USA campus. Begins Sunday night at 6 p.m., then Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. services, 2:30 p.m. services, and 7:30 p.m.
July 20 through 25. Hey.
Yes.
It's not too late to get here.
That's right.
Just come on down, and it's going to be a great time, okay?
That's right.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth Hagin will continue his message, Healing in the Word. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.